And now, let's allow the subject of our next conversation to introduce herself.
So, my name is Bella Hadid.
That's American supermodel Bella Hadid. She has a unique sense of style. You may know this. Her outfits go viral. When she wears something, it sells out. She's quirky. She's powerful. But some have wondered, is this all happening because she's thin? To find out, Ayanna Ishmael, a reporter with Teen Vogue, dressed like Bella Hadid for a week to see if Hadid's style was plus-size friendly. And Ayanna joins us now. Hi.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Boy, you went viral. I mean, that's the one thing that did, you know, you definitely had that in common with Bella Hadid after you did this project. But first of all, you know, tell us what you were thinking going into this.
Yeah, so I personally have always been obsessed with Bella Hadid's style because, quite frankly, like I said, it's so unique and quirky. I feel like she wears a lot of funky and interesting and vintage pieces that not a lot of people can wear. And also, of course, the fact that she's very thin. So sometimes a lot of her outfits, like the midriff, is an accessory to the outfit. And so her style was always something that interests me and also scared me because it's completely different from my own personal style. And so I was just thinking back to how when I first got interested into fashion magazines, we saw so many stories about, like, I dressed like a celebrity for a week. Here's how it went. But I felt like we never really saw that in a plus size form.
Yeah, well, and were you a little afraid because you mentioned the crop top, which I'm not going near one of those. I mean, how do you feel about your body?
I think it's definitely something I'm still learning. I tell everyone, I feel like I'm so old, but I'm 24 and I'm still figuring out how to, you know, own my entire body. I've grown up plus size my entire life. And so it's something I've struggled with personally. But I think being a journalist and having this outlet, like being a fashion journalist specifically, I'm able to explore my style and explore how I see myself and how I see my body. And so I think it's really cool and exciting that I was able to do this story and also kind of help myself, because I had a lot of people reach out and be like, I'm so excited to see a body like mine on Teen Vogue.
So you chose six looks of Bella Hadid's. You took pictures of your recreations, put them side by side. Let's talk about one. This is the micro white shorts, tan mini UGG boots with a jacket there as well. So what did you do? Tell us how you put this together.
Yeah, so I chose to go for a little bit of a warmer vibe because it was 30 degrees when I wore this outfit. The actual jacket is a Shirling UGG sweater. And then, of course, the infamous UGG boots, they're sold out. They said how Bella, like, single-handedly helped them sell out that entire shoe. My pants were the biggest difference. I chose something from Amazon, and they were more spandex. Bella's pants look more like underwear. We could not find anything remotely similar in my size, and so
I think
that
they
was the
are,
hardest part.
I think they are white underpants. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, so there you are, side by side. When you saw that picture, what'd you think?
I think sometimes clothes can be so fun, and she chooses to wear things that feel so silly and kind of so out of place that I personally think it's a joy to see. Because honestly, the day she did it, it was the most, like, talked about thing on the internet when she put that outfit on.
You know, I think it's hard for a lot of women to wear shorts. Mm-hmm. I think you look so strong there, and you've got also the sunglasses that she has on. Is part of this not the clothes at all, but the fact that you're wearing the clothes and strutting them?
Exactly. A lot of the times, it's not about what you're wearing. It's about how you feel and what you're wearing. It's the confidence. You could have on the craziest outfit, but if you're walking around believing that you are the best dressed person in the world, people are going to, like, second guess themselves and be like, well, I don't like this outfit, but I mean, maybe I don't know what I don't like. So I think it's really important to have that confidence.
Okay, well, talk about another look.
I didn't exactly replicate it how I wanted to, but I mentioned that finding baggy clothes, like oversized style clothes, the way Bella likes to wear was very difficult. But I believe it's look six, and that's the look that she's in all black. I obviously made it a different variation because I couldn't find a super oversized cardigan that was in black how she had it. I found a navy blue one from Madewell, and then I'm wearing an Eloqui black turtleneck and Eloqui black ripped jeans and some blue and black snakeskin boots from Eloqui as well. And that, hands down, was one of my favorite looks to recreate and also wear because it felt like not exactly what I would normally put on, but it's so close to my style that I was excited to, like, explore it deeper.
Well, and overall, did this experience, this project, did it change you?
I think it did because many people were so excited about it. Like, I had people DMing me saying, like, this is so important to them because they just never felt really seen in, like, fashion magazines. And so on the aspect of me just doing it, I think it was just cool to, like, step out of my comfort zone.
And what did Bella Hadid say?
She told me that she's obsessed and I absolutely tore, which is like, I killed it.
Do you think that what you did might change something?
I'm hoping it does. I'm hoping it creates more conversation and has people like more unafraid to do what they'd been told they couldn't do. Like, there are a lot of girls commenting on the TikTok I made being like, I'm buying what she wore because like it looks so good on you. I feel like I can rock it now. And then also just like the negative side of it. There were people that were quote tweeting my tweet and being like, it doesn't look good on you because you're larger. Like, that's okay. And no, that's not okay. I think clothes are supposed to be fun and everyone should be allowed to wear what makes them feel good. And there isn't a requirement or a weight limit to an outfit. And so I'm hoping there are a lot more conversations and self-reflection about why you believe clothes should only fit on certain bodies.
Yeah. Go back to the catalogs. It's in part because, or advertising, it's in part because we don't see them. We don't see them on non-thin traditional model bodies. And once you do, suddenly something happens. It changes. Ayana, thank you.
Thank you.